Wouldn't it be nice if Adam Sandler didn't count the dates up all so wrong? And wouldn't it be nice to talk together in a format that goes way too long? You know it's time to rewind, baby, for 19 dates of this movie with Drew Barry. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? Good morning, listeners. It's another beautiful day here on It's Time to Rewind. I'm your host, Bubba Wheat, and joining me today once again is my guest, Jason Soto. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Cannot wait to hear about this episode.
Nice. And this season, we are discussing, what was the movie again?
50 First Dates.
Well, actually, it's 19 First Dates, and we are going through them one date at a time. And this week's date is what I'm calling their fourth date, because it is their fourth interaction together, even though, yet again, this does not really count as a date. It starts at 34 minutes and 34 seconds with Henry sitting at the bar, and it ends at 35 minutes and 21 seconds with Henry getting shot down again and sitting back down at the bar. So this, let's go ahead and jump straight into today's clip. This is A New Day, and so it's a new song. And this time they're going with Underneath It All by No Doubt.
Yep.
So
yep.
What's your feelings on No Doubt?
No Doubt? Yeah, no, I love No Doubt, man. I was they were big when I was a teenager. I liked almost every song they put out. There was like, not, I can't even think of one that I don't like. I even had the Tragic Kingdom album, and every song off of that was cool. And you know, we discussed in last episode, you know, 311 song, which was kind of tropical. This song, the No Doubt one, is definitely like Jamaican inspired. Like, this is like their like foray into like reggae-ish style music. And you know, so clearly they are trying to pick tropical sounding songs, but they don't want to go super Hawaiian, so they're like, we're just gonna kind of go with anything that that reminds people of like islands, you know, even if it doesn't totally make sense, you know, it, you know, anything that gives you an island feel, like that's what we're gonna put in here.
But I do think that this song, like looking at the lyrics, it does fit with where this with what's going on in the movie, because like especially the line that you can hear in this clip is, you've been trying real hard and giving all you can, and this is where Henry is like really trying his hardest to get a date with Lucy.
Yeah. Yep. No, that fits. It does. Yeah. Yeah, because we're in this run where he's really kind of desperately trying to get her.
And it's also like the extra level of, you know, the movie started out by showing that Henry Roth is this womanizer, and and now it's trying to show, and the song is like showing that, no, he's a real good guy underneath it all, even though like he was literally a womanizer in the opening montage and then never again, because like his character transition is just like instantaneous.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you never think they'll put that much thought into an Adam Sandler movie, but yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And then we get like, what do you think of his technique of showing Lucy this childish drawing of the two fishermen and the walrus that looks like it was drawn by a 5-year old?
I'm wondering if this was because, you know, he knows at this point that she's a teacher, I think. And so he's like,
actually, I'm not 100. Well, maybe it came up, but I don't remember if it actually came up in the movie. Like, I don't know if the audience knows that she's an art teacher.
I've already
forgotten that first date episode where we get them interacting.
Because I want to say, you know, that was maybe the reason why he did this. He knew he knew little things about her, like she was a teacher. She was into art, and so he drew this like childish drawing, and probably in hopes to get her to laugh, like to find it amusing. Because like one of the things that, you know, men think of when they're trying to attract somebody is to get her to laugh, is to be funny, to show that, you know, you're not a serious guy. And, you know, if you do something goofy and make her laugh, that'll get you into her good graces. And so I suspect he knew somehow. He heard something, and it could be maybe something we didn't see as an audience, but maybe something he just knew, because again, everybody on this island knows her and knows what her deal is. And so probably like just from asking, like even like Nick, like, you know, what's her deal, he could have been like, oh, she's an art teacher and teaches at the school and all this at school I can't pronounce. And
yeah, actually you like us talking about it, and me like thinking about it, I do think that did come up on their first big day, because whenever she invited him to breakfast tomorrow, she mentions that she teaches art.
Okay.
I think she mentions that at the end of their, you know, their first real date.
Okay. So I think this was his way to get in, but as we're about to discuss, I'm sure it doesn't work out very well.
Yeah, and so she starts speaking Chinese, and I tried to I did try to look up to see if I could find a translation for what she says, because I believe in the subtitles it just says speaking foreign language.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, subtitles are so great at dealing with foreign language.
And especially if you know, it's a, you know, a DVD or whatever from like when this came out, you know.
And I like I said, I tried like searching for it, and I did find what, like, one, it wasn't Quora, but it was something like Quora or Yahoo Answers. It was a site like that had like kind of trivia or people asking questions about this movie and answers. And the answer on that site, which, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt, did say, it didn't like give a direct translation, but it said that she was speaking Chinese and that she was basically telling him that she didn't speak English and was telling him to go away, and also included several vulgarities. You know, she was basically swearing at him in Chinese.
Okay. All right, that fits. That kind of does fit. I can get it. Because when you learn a foreign language, the first thing you learn are the swear words. So that actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah, and I love like how delighted that Sue is at seeing Henry get shot down.
Actually, everybody in this diner seemed a little kind of happy.
I mean, Nick is happy because he's getting $40.
He's got $40, yeah. And then the old guy, his reaction is pretty funny. I'm sure we'll get to that too. But
he has the best lines in this movie. It's like, yeah, you know, can I have that? I need something to wipe my ass.
Yes. That made me. This guy is amazing.
And it, like, he's so deadpan with everything too.
Yeah,
like, it's like just perfectly deadpan, and it's so great. Like the only line that I don't like out of him is whenever he's basically talking to camera. Whenever he says something in Hawaiian, and then he gives a translation. It's
Yeah. Fair enough.
And we don't get a good look at it, but again, I did want to comment on Lucy's waffle creation, because we can just barely see it, and it looks almost like a little miniature Taj Mahal, because it's hard to see like on DVD quality, and it's very small in frame, but it looks like somehow it's got a rounded roof, and it looks like it has like kind of a almost like a drawbridge.
Okay. I don't remember seeing it too often in this clip, like, because the focus is on his drawing. So like I was looking at that, so I didn't even really think about her waffle creation thing.
Yeah, you can see it on the table in the wide shot. So it's pretty small in frame.
Yeah.
But since I've been kind of taking it upon myself to comment, because I did mention in an earlier episode that the prop designer or the art director of this movie. They mention in the commentary that he was a little annoyed by the end of the movie because he was the one that had to actually create each of these waffle creations, and he had to do a different one every day. And so by the seventh or eighth one, he's like, I don't know what to make.
Yeah, you can only do so much with waffle. Yeah, no, I feel for him.
And I also like this moment of like Nick being happy about getting $40, and it kind of makes him, gives him a bit of this like childlike quality, because he he does the opens his fingers to his hands whenever he's saying like 40, and he actually does it four times, you know, to get to 40. It's almost like he's counting on his fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Nope. I dig it.
And that's, this is a pretty short clip, so that's really all we have. Unless there was anything else that you caught.
No, nothing really. I think we covered everything.
Yeah, so this is this is a short episode, but we can expect some of these for some of these montage moments, and we're gonna get a few more here. Next week we got a bit more to talk about, but after that we've got several more really short weeks. But again, this is my hiatus season, so trying to take it easy as I'm going full bore on Fight Club over on my other feed at Rabbit Hole Podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So once again, why don't you go ahead and share anywhere else that you can be found online?
So besides rabbitholepodcast.com, you could try to message me on what used to be called Twitter. I kind of gave up because I'm a little annoyed at the site at the moment. But I am on Twitter, or what used to be called Twitter, at Famous Comedian. And you can follow Rabbit Hole Podcasts on the website formerly known as Twitter, at RabbitHP, for any updates of what's going on over at Rabbit Hole Podcasts.
Yeah, and I am also barely on Twitter anymore, where I am still at Bubba Wheat, and all the social media, if you search for at Bubba Wheat, chances are, 99% chance that it is going to be me. I think there are maybe one of those, I haven't checked MySpace in a while, so so that might not be me if there's a Bubba Wheat on MySpace, but everywhere else, I'm primarily right now on Instagram and Threads, where I'm sharing a lot of screenshots of Fight Club and 51st Dates. If you want to see the Lucy's waffle creations, I will be sharing them on Instagram at Bubba Wheat. And until next time, I will see you again for breakfast next week.
Can I have that? I need something to wipe my ass with.
Shut up.